Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now it's Bennett back in. Bennett up the near side, looks across Verhaeghe, high slot shot. He scores! Connor Verhaeghe, the overtime winner here in game three. The Panthers take it 3-2 the final.
We are not going to get a sweep in the Stanley Cup Finals. That was the call on Panthers Radio. Florida is now down 2-1 in the series. Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. It's Sean Sharif, our Jay Choppy, and Roberto Belt here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. So I was going to start off with Vegas, all the odds on the Dallas Stars repeating and all these players coming to the Mavs, but Tolo Andre, who was fantastic on social media, sent me the photo, and I want to know if we're falling for it again or it's legit. Andre Jackson tweeting a Luka skinny sighting from Luka's Instagram. What do you think, Bobby? You're the soda guy right now. Is this legit weight loss? Is Luka skinny? And then I'll go to RJ for whether we are being fooled again like last year.
I've already falled for it. As you said,
all
just
right.
A second ago.
You couldn't speak an hour ago, so shut the hell up.
I think he looks skinnier. I had to run it in there to Corey Majors. I had to show him. I was like, hey, he looks skinnier here, right? He's like, yeah, he definitely looks skinnier than he did at the end of the season. So I think he definitely looks thinner. But as Corey brought up, do we want thinner or do we want jacked? Like, do we want a little more cut?
Thinner okay. To me.
Look, this is the photo last year. It's identical.
Let me see it.
It's that one of him on the bench playing for Slovenia.
Turn it around and show it to me, Chop.
Little cut
no,
in the arms.
No, he's thinner in this picture.
He's got more cut in the arm. No, it's the same crap.
Let me see it again.
Here's what happens. He went to Slovenia. They don't use the same processed foods in Slovenia they use here. He walks everywhere in Slovenia. That's what they do in Europe.
He walks
okay?
everywhere.
They walk miles a day. Miles on miles. Uphill both ways. Mm. It's just a different world. He probably smokes more cigarettes, so he's got less of an appetite. It's an appetite suppressant. And it's also overrated. You know.
What's overrated?
His body fat percentage is not correlated to his shape, like his cardiovascular conditioning. You have marathon runners who are not overweight, but like they don't look shredded. You don't have to be shredded. I don't care about that. You know, it's cool. Looks good. But, you know, Joker's not shredded. He seems to be in fine shape right now. He's doing well.
Yeah, but he lost a lot of weight. He lost 20 or 25 pounds from the beginning of his pudgy career.
Yeah, that's you know, that's fine. Like,
yeah, and it was an improvement for him.
It is, but he's still not shredded, you know, and Luka's not fat. There's not fat. He's not fat.
He's chubby.
We should ask Mike. I think he would disagree with you.
He had Romo chubbiness to him.
Sure. Look,
the question is, could he be, how much better could he be from a cardiovascular standpoint? That's the question.
That I have no idea.
I don't care whether he's shredded, ripped up. It's going to make me believe.
Like
that
James Harden is not shredded, and in his prime of his career, he was fine.
He was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't appear to be huffing and puffing. Could James Harden have been in better shape if he took his conditioning more seriously? common sense in my mind would tell me yes.
Yeah, look, Kevin Durant couldn't bench press 185 pounds coming out of college. He's still weak. Does Kevin Durant not care about conditioning? He's still weak as hell.
You think Luka, you think Luka takes his conditioning just fine?
I really have no way of knowing. I have no idea. I don't know what his workouts are.
Well, making the case that the storyline's overrated.
Well, I'm making a case that we can't tell by looking at somebody what kind of shape they're in. From a cardiovascular standpoint. Right. From a body fat percentage, you can't.
Here's the bottom line for me. The Dallas Mavericks have to play faster.
Oh, yeah, they're too slow.
They have to play faster. They have to get some easier transition buckets. When Luka doesn't have the ball, he needs to actually move and not just pound the rock and isolate and hold on to the final seconds of the shot clock with the ball in his hands. This needs to be a faster basketball team because the grind and the pound of the way that they play ends up turning you into the Miami Heat at the end of your run, and that's why I think there's room for him to get in even better shape, not get worn down, and play faster, which the Mavs, I think, have to do if they keep Kyrie.
Okay, I've done some quick Photoshop work so that we could get a direct side-by-side comparison, and Chop, you are flat wrong. Oh, well. That is not, Sean, take a look at this. That is not the same size. He is definitely thinner this year.
What are you talking about?
Look at that, Sean. It's a different pose for one.
I'm looking at it.
That's thinner.
Tweet it out.
I'm going to.
Maybe he's wearing Skims, too. Who knows?
Could be wearing like a tight undershirt.
He's got a girdle underneath.
Wear a tight undershirt.
But look, he sent out the video of him running up like that drawbridge or whatever the hell that was. He knows what he's sending out. He knows what he's putting out there. And he knows it's a storyline. Yeah. I'm going to choose to believe that he is skinnier, and this is not a trickery of the eye. But I did fall for it last year. Peyton, what do you think? Have you looked at it?
I have not, but...
Way to go. I mean, we've been talking about this for five minutes.
I'm not buying it. Yeah, no, not buying it.
Peyton is checked out.
He is checked out.
He is checked
out. Yeah, he got a call from the boss after his Magic Johnson comment,
100%. 8:30, he's totally checked out on the show, thinking about his Korean barbecue tonight.
Yeah, what do you got? Is that where you're going tonight?
No, tomorrow night.
Date night? Is it date night?
It's not date night.
Is it date weekend?
You know what? Maybe. Maybe.
Why are you being so sketchy about it?
Yeah.
You don't have plans?
I don't have plans, yeah. No,
do you not feel good about the momentum of another date with the girl?
I don't know. I'm just a different vibes right now. You know, the texts have been slowing down the last couple of days. I mean, no plans for the weekend.
You live in Rockwall, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be in Rockwall tomorrow. I'm going to be hanging out there. I don't know what time yet, but I'm going to be at Siren Rock Brewing tomorrow in Rockwall. You need to bring your date with you, and I'll wingman it for you. Yes.
No, absolutely not.
Well, Farjay says no, then.
What time are you going out there?
I haven't decided. It's between 11 and 10 is when they're going to be out there. So whenever you want to go, I'll go.
Because
it's 11 and 10, it's a second-year celebration. So whenever you want to go out there, I'll time it out the same.
I don't think I have anything. I might join you out there. I might bring the boy out there.
There we go. See? It is family-friendly.
But there's going to be alcohol.
Yes, there is alcohol as well. Lots of it.
I got a shelf to put together. I can't.
I can't. We didn't invite you. 877-881-1053. So there's a Luka photo. We need the reaction on whether you think it's legit or are we falling for it again. Choppy's not buying it. Me and Bobby are, and Peyton still has not looked at it.
Looking at it right now. I got it right here. He's with a friend of his, it looks
like. Maybe it's not that he needs to lose weight. Maybe his lungs can't take it. He's a pack-a-day smoker.
Where are you reporting that he's a smoker?
He's from Eastern Europe.
I've never seen him smoke a cigarette.
It doesn't matter. They all do in Eastern Europe. That's what they do. They come out of the womb with a Marlboro in their hands or whatever blue pack of cigarettes they have over there.
Yeah.
Everybody in Eastern Europe, you have to.
You act like Vlade was his babysitter.
In order to get a passport, you have to show them a pack of cigarettes there.
The only thing we have evidence of is that he's hookah, Doncic. That's it, is the hookah. We've not seen the cigarettes.
All right, bet online with a bunch of odds to throw at you. LeBron's next team.
LeBron James.
If it's not the L.A. Lakers, yes, the Dallas Mavericks are the favorites. If he's not a member of the Lakers, 3-1 odds. Warriors with his dream to play with Steph one day are 4-1. Then Phoenix, the Cavaliers, the Knicks, and the Heat. Chris Paul's next team, the favorite, is the LA Lakers at 3-1.
They're going to banana boat again?
David Stern rolling in his grave after he canceled that trade when CP was in his prime. So maybe they banana boat again. Chris Paul, Lakers 3-1. The Mavericks are second at 4-1.
Let's go. Get Chris Paul and LeBron here, baby.
Oh, my Lord. Boston's third. DeAndre Ayton's next team, if not Phoenix. The Dallas Mavericks are the favorites. Never has a team with jack squatting assets been at the top of all these lists for all these players. So it's Mavs, Bulls, Hawks. Dame Lillard's next team, if not for Portland.
Heat.
Yes, it is. Way to listen yesterday
Thank
for the
you.
Clip. Miami, then Brooklyn, New York, Boston. The Mavs are on here at 14-1. So those are all of your NBA odds with some offseason movement. Dalvin Cook's next team.
Well, I believe his Instagram post is Miami Dolphins.
Actually, I don't know if this has changed, but as of 2 days ago, the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, he played for them.
I know, but the thought was there was discussion that he could get cut and re-signed a la Zeke.
No. Okay.
Which, by the way, Zeke was at the Star on last Friday. Did you see that in Mickey Spagnuolo's notes?
No.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, and Mickey walking out of the building ran into Zeke, and he's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, you know, just hanging out. And so apparently Mickey asked around and was told, he was probably there for Cowboy Club, but nothing stirring at the Star. But he was hanging around the Star last Friday.
Dolphins are the favorites for Dalvin, then the Jets, Bills, Bengals, Cowboys at 10-1. DeAndre Hopkins' next team. Remember when Vegas had us? It was us for 2 weeks. It was the Cowboys. D-Hop was coming here. Tennessee at 2-1, setting up a visit with them. Then Cleveland, Buffalo, Kansas City, and the Cowboys at 7-1, followed by the Ravens and the Patriots and the Giants. For DeAndre.
I was going to say, Patriots, it was just reported by Ian Rapoport that he is going to take a visit with the Patriots. And so that I was surprised it took that long down the list before you get to New England.
Chase Young's next team, if not the Commanders, after Albert Breer reported they're listening to offers in D.C.
The Browns.
No.
The Ravens.
NFC. One of Choppy's favorites.
Detroit.
Detroit is the favorite for Chase Young at 4-1. Then Seattle, Chicago, the Giants, the Armpit, the Saints, Cowboys all the way down here.
Old Dan Campbell. They're building something special up there in the Motor City. Old Dan Campbell.
Don't have him yet. Okay. You want Stars or Mavs chances to win the championship? Let's go with the better team. Let's go with the Stars.
Let's go Stars, baby.
Favorites to win it next year.
Boston.
It is Boston. How many other teams, Hockey Hamster, can you name before the Stars?
Edmonton. Yep.
Good job. Tied for third.
Carolina.
Carolina?
Yeah.
Yes. They are above.
Colorado.
Yes. They're number two.
Look at this.
Did you read my email?
I didn't. I dead serious did not.
How are they number two? Landeskog's out for the whole year.
I don't know whoever that is.
Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah, I know who Nathan MacKinnon is,
okay.
But like,
I don't know.
They lost their captain.
All right, Bobby, go ahead.
Vegas.
Yes.
And then.
So every playoff team from this year is over the Stars, basically.
Man, Peyton's so bitter.
Like, listen, man. This so bitter good though. It woke him up since 8:30. That's good.
Come on, let's go. Give us some more.
Then are we getting to Dallas?
Nope.
No. I bet you still got three or four more teams.
Go ahead, name them though. This is putting pressure on him.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I'll take Florida.
Florida Panthers. Yes.
Let's go with. You already said Carolina Rangers.
Yes.
And let's go.
Are we getting really disrespectful here?
Devils.
Yes!
Yeah, the Devils.
You named them all. Here are the teams. Count them.
Boom. All right here, chap.
With the favorites. The favorite to win the Stanley Cup over the Stars. Bruins, 15-2. Colorado, 8-1. Edmonton, Toronto, Carolina, the Rangers, Vegas, Florida, the Devils, and then the Stars are tied with the Lightning at 16-1 after being a Final Four. How about that?
I would love to be tied with the Lightning every year in hockey odds because they seem to win the title like every other year. Except for the last couple.
I like the Giants.
I like the Giants.
Baseball.
Yeah, they just win titles, even though they're kind of like, they're on the downswing. But, look, did the Stars overachieve this year? That's the question that you got to ask. They overachieve.
I think they won the two series they should have won. They lost the one they should have.
Who has more teams in front of them to win the title, the Stars or the Mavericks?
Stars.
Mavs.
Okay, give me the teams in front of the Mavs.
In front of the Mavs, Celtics.
Yep.
Warriors, Milwaukee.
Warriors are not in front.
I was going to say, I wouldn't think Warriors. Celtics will go Milwaukee.
Yes.
Denver.
Yes. There's one more.
Three. Okay, so one
more. That's it?
Wow.
I know. Why would you think the Warriors would not be
Phoenix.
Ahead?
Phoenix.
Phoenix is. Why would you think the Warriors would not be ahead?
Because that's starting to fall apart. Kerr basically said we were a bad basketball team this year.
Well, they made the playoffs.
Best. Yeah.
They made the second round.
That's absurd that we're, what, sixth?
It is absurd, I think. Denver, Boston, Milwaukee, Phoenix, and the Mavericks are 9-1 to win the NBA championship. We have the fifth best odds. How can that be? Over Golden State, over Philly, over both LA teams, over the Grizz and the Heat. The Heat are down here at 18-1.
Okay, well, I could easily say the Grizz because Ja Morant's going to miss the entire season. Maybe they believe LeBron.
Hear that, Corey?
Maybe they believe LeBron's coming here. Maybe they think LeBron's coming here.
It could be the LeBron chatter.
No,
it's
can't
also
be that stupid.
You can never – here's the thing. Whenever you've got a player like Luka, though, who can just ISO his way to the Western Conference Finals, like you can't ever have bad odds on them.
Messi before going to Miami –
You messy.
Inter Miami was 80-1.
Yeah, love they weren't that, having a very good year song. At all.
What are they now?
10-1.
18-1.
Ooh.
18-1 from 80-1. Los Angeles FC is still the favorite. Then FC Cincinnati, Nashville, Philly, Seattle, St. Louis. Where's FC Dallas? New England, Atlanta, Miami. And right behind Miami and Messi, FC Dallas, 22-1.
Wait until we get Mbappé. As soon as we get Mbappé on our team.
Mbappé?
No, it's Mbappé.
Mm. Yeah. I love the meme I saw yesterday.
Peyton, who sings? Who's famous for singing Mbappé?
This is a good one. This is a good one. You know, I was just thinking about this the other day.
That's a lie.
Is it Earth, Wind, and Fire? Thank you.
Ring it out.
He rung himself up.
The meme I saw yesterday was great.
Hanson, by the way.
It was one of those it's one of those side eye looks like, oh man, really? It's every MLS team seeing their best player, some random dude from Portland, and Miami just got messy. It's just like, oh, crap.
All right.
You get run.
I just want to kick Peyton for the rest of the hour now. So come up with your ways to do it.
Let's play How Young Is Peyton Russell next.
Crosstalk at 9:40 and the debut of RJ Chappies around the Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss to finish the ball game.
Jordan Romano, a very thrifty 1-2-3, top of the ninth. And the Blue Jays take 3 out of 4 from the defending champs with a 3-2 win here tonight in downtown Toronto.
Rangers extending the lead in the American League West, and they're not even playing. 5 games up on the armpit with the series of the year starting today on this radio station. 5 o'clock pregame, 5:40 first pitch, Rangers in Toronto right here on 105.3 The Fan. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt with you.
I'm ready for a sweep. I'm ready. If we just win the series, all right, let's say the Rangers just win the series, will they finally start putting Texas above Tampa in all these power rankings? Because everybody's been refusing to, even though Texas has been better for a month.
Okay, they've been better for a month. You are totally ignoring that Tampa is 6 games above us in the standings.
You are a homer. What have you done for me lately?
But if you look at some of the peripheral numbers and things and the way that their run differential is better, Texas has been better.
But the Rays have played a much tougher schedule.
Factor that in there.
Largely irrelevant, okay? Because I said so.
What a homer.
Now, the Rays have feasted on crap, too.
Although,
they're 12-1 in the AL Central. They are 16-9 against the AL East, which is amazing.
It's a great record.
But, they did feast on Oakland, Cincinnati earlier. So they have feasted on some crap.
You know what this sounds like? Sounds like...
Or, I'm sorry, Detroit, not Cincinnati.
Sounds like the introduction that we need for RJ Choppy, Diamond Cast.
You never experiment when you compete, and not at the major league level.
That's the way baseball goes.
Earlier this week, was it this week? It was this week. We had Matt Hicks on, and we asked him, and he said the Rangers are flying under the radar, right? They're flying under the radar a little
bit. Agreed, Hicksy.
And we agree. We agree. So I figured since we're part of the disrespected crowd, why don't we look at some of the other disrespected crowds around Major League Baseball? Let's take a look at some of the more overlooked storylines going on right now. I think one of the big ones is the Arizona Diamondbacks. Banny's team. They are Banny's team.
When's the last time you talked to him?
He called me a couple of months ago.
Well.
Just to chat. He'll check in every now and then. You saw he was with Nancy Pelosi the other day. You saw those photos he posted?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he posted photos of him and... What is she now? Is she the speaker of something?
Did you unfollow him?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
If she came in here, I'd say hello to her. Okay. I'd take a photo with her. I'd take a photo with anybody, any head of state, any dignitary. Because I'm like that. they lead the National League West.
Kim Jong?
I would take a photo with Kim Jong. Apparently, he's quite large these days.
Like fat?
Yeah.
These
days. He blew up a little bit. He played his video games a lot.
He was always big.
He's always been chubby. Yeah, he's always been big. He apparently has blown up even more.
Okay.
Who knows what he's doing now? So the Diamondbacks have a 1.5 game lead on the Dodgers. They've won 8 of 10. They're 20-14 at home, 17-11 on the road. Their run differential is not great. Dodgers have a much better run differential. It's 30 runs more than the Diamondbacks. But you got to credit Arizona. They have been absolutely fantastic. They've got a payroll of $115 million. That is $230 million less than the Mets payroll. The Mets payroll is $345 million.
Wow.
That is stupid. They've got a couple of studs. Corbin Carroll
has
a higher WAR than Aaron Judge this year. Zach Gallen.
And Corbin Carroll's the one that they're talking about as the only other possible Rookie of the Year winner over Josh Young. Right.
Now that's NL, so they'll be different. So they could each win one. But, yeah, if you were just going to do a major league Rookie of the Year, Corbin Carroll's probably your runaway winner today. But Josh is going to win the American League, I believe.
Okay, just to compare his numbers to Josh, Carroll's hitting 311 home runs. The WAR is a 2.6.
Yeah, and WAR is cumulative. So, if you miss a lot of games, you're going to have a lower WAR, theoretically.
WAR, Peyton, what is it?
Wins above replacement.
No.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
There you go. Very absolutely nice.
Right. I want many of these throughout the segment. Right.
Yeah.
Zach Gallen is an early Cy Young favorite in the National League. He is he may not win it, but he is a fantastic pitcher. So
Josh Young's WAR, by the way, is a 2.0. So 2.6 versus 2.0.
Yeah. I mean, look, Corbin's great, and Josh has been fantastic, and I think they both are deserving of winning their respective ROIs. I'm ROI.
Who had the three worst records in baseball 2 years ago in 2021?
The Rangers, the Diamondbacks, and the Orioles, right?
Yep. Three of the best teams in Major League Baseball now.
You got to suck to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So she said. another story that no one is talking about. We briefly mentioned it earlier. Luis Arraez. He was basically the reason Aaron Judge didn't win the Triple Crown last year. He was in Minnesota, and he won the AL batting title. Gets bumped, moved to Miami this year, and he's batting 403 right now. For record, we have not had a 400 hitter since Ted Williams did it back in 1941. It's a couple years ago.
Ted Williams played for who, Pepe?
The Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, he's on fire.
So here he is, 60 games in, batting 403. His OPS is 945. Do you have any idea how hard it is to have a 945 OPS? Got one home run.
How hard?
I don't know how hard, but it's very, very difficult.
That's what she said.
Yes.
So he's Wade Boggs.
Tony Gwynn, Wade Boggs. Yeah.
Who's Wade Boggs, Peyton?
Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
That's the team. That's the go-to.
That's who I'm going with.
You're correct.
And Red Sox.
You are correct.
He's correct, like Hakeem Olajuwon, Toronto Raptors.
He's on fire. He's on fire.
Luis Arraez has 15 doubles.
He's on fire was from what game, Peyton? He's on fire.
Oh, street ball.
Go ahead.
So,
no.
He has 17 extra base hits. OPS is on base plus slugging percentage. It is impossible to have a 495 slugging percentage when you have 17 extra base hits. But because this fool almost is at 100 hits already, he's got 87 hits in 58 games played. 87 hits. He's almost getting two hits a night.
His batting average to end the regular season, the over-under is set at what, do you think?
374.
Too high.
353.
351.
Oh, I'll take it.
351's the over-under. Will any player hit 400 or better by the end of the regular season? No is minus 1,000 in Vegas.
What's yes?
If you think yes is plus 550, 11-2. 11-2.
You know, there was a time last week, it's changing now, but there was a time last week where his slugging was higher than Trout.
In the modern era, the latest someone hit 400 on August 2nd was?
George Brett.
No.
Ooh.
American League.
Joe Mauer.
Toronto.
John Olerud.
Yes. John Olerud. He was hitting 400 on August 2nd, 1993.
Wow.
That's the latest.
This is incredible. This is a storyline I want to keep an eye on. It's fantastic. He's easily an MVP candidate, but, you know, we were talking with Bassick off air yesterday, and he was talking to his kid, and his kid asked him, would you rather hit 400 or bat 240 and hit 40 bombs?
Ooh.
And now, if you're asking me, is my goal to get paid, I want to hit 240 and 40 bombs, or is my goal to be remembered?
Right.
And then I want to hit 400.
Totally.
Because
agree.
You will be remembered forever. Your name is in a history book. You are now the answer to the trivia question, who was the last player to hit 400? It's not Ted Williams anymore. Hitting 40 home runs, the dime a dozen.
It is, but also is the goal.
It's the goal,
like,
though.
Winning.
If you want to get paid.
Because, like, winning, a 240 guy who's hitting 40 home runs probably is contributing to winning more than just the base hits.
You would think so. Now, if you're hitting 400, now Arraez's worst is a 3.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's good.
Like, you know, he's one of the most valuable players in the game. But, yeah, like, if I'm going to get paid, I want to hit 40 bombs. If I want to be remembered, let me hit 400. Speaking of being remembered, this may be the greatest set of debut games that we have ever seen in recent memory. What Ellie De La Cruz has done in Cincinnati is absolutely remarkable. And I got to hand it to him. Whoever took over for Tom Brenneman on the call after he decided to go all homophobic on us,
jeez,
had, I think, one of the great calls I've ever heard.
Anticipation to see what...
Oh, goodness! That ball had a family! In game two, his first home run! A two-run bomb!
That That was good.
That ball had a family.
See, my reaction was when I heard it on social media that I rolled my eyes at it. It's like,
That's like my call.
It clearly doesn't.
That's like my resume tape call of he must be from Louisiana because that pitch was Bayou.
Did you really
Thank
say
God
that?
Thank God you didn't find that.
Oh, my God.
You remember
you
that?
That's so good.
Thank God you didn't find
Why
that.
Why didn't you Balls give us that?
I did not get the jobs.
I did not get the jobs
that I applied for. Screw you, Jacksonville Radio.
Who sang Blue Bayou, Peyton? Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
I'm saying down on the bayou.
I don't know that.
So Ellie is 6'5". He's a monster of a human. Tuesday makes his major league debut, bats cleanup. He gets a double. 112 miles per hour exit velocity.
They had him hit cleanup in his debut?
Yeah. It was the hardest hit ball by a Red all year. He did it in his first game.
Cleanup is what order?
That's another one.
On fire, ring him up.
So, second game, he just crushes this home run. It goes to the second to last row of the stadium. The stadium's got one level in the outfield. Second to last row, another 10 feet, this thing is bouncing out of the ballpark. It was so high and so hard that it got picked up by Cincinnati's airport radar.
Wow.
It's just phenomenal. Like, this guy
Was he big-time hyped prospect?
Yes. He's been, like, the number two prospect, number one, number two prospect between him and Jackson Holliday. They've been kind of going back and forth. He's phenomenal. He is fast as hell. He went from home to third. Now, mind you, a straight line home to third is 90 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? No, that's not right. 90, 180. Yeah, 270 feet. Straight line. He did it in 10 seconds. That's rounding the bases on dirt, so he's actually running far more than 90 yards. That's sprint. That's not quite sprinter speed, but he's already one. He'd be like one of the fastest guys in the NFL.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a freak. And it's funny, too, because he's got all this pop, and he doesn't, like, when you just look at his build, he doesn't look like a guy who'd hit these 470-foot bombs.
You can see, like, he's got room on his frame where he can put on an easy 20 or 30 more pounds.
Yeah, with some HGH.
Real quick, the stolen base, Sean. Shut up. The stolen base is back.
Not cheating.
The stolen base is officially back. I've got this stat for you right here real quick. Last year, the leader in stolen bases for Major League Baseball had 41. We are 60 games in. And the leader right now has 29.
Wow.
There are, and if you just go down this list.
Ricky Henderson.
I know, right?
Who would Ricky Henderson play for?
The Oakland Athletics.
Bam!
Right now, there are about 20 guys who are kind of pacing to break last year's mark. More than 20, more than 30 that are pacing to break last year's mark of stolen bases. The MLB rules to make the game better have worked. Has it manifested itself into TV viewership at the national level? No. It has at the local level, not national.
What should we do for crosstalk with Bassick out today on a Friday? We
should make Peyton lead it.
Maybe Peyton should lead it for crosstalk. What's going to happen with KMC next on The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You do not hear the usual Friday music. That means Mike Bassick leads crosstalk.
What's the story?
Where's tell Mike? Us.
He said, and
let me guess,
I quote.
He's got a busy life. My life's just too busy for
pretty
this.
Pretty much. He said, I have a lot of stuff to do.
He thinks he's the busiest dude in this whole building.
I talked to him this morning. He didn't sound very busy at all. Like, he had lots of time just to chat with me. And I was like, what's going on here, Mike?
I think I'm the busiest dude in the building. I would submit myself as the busiest.
And yet you find a lot of time for worthless crap.
Because I only sleep like 4 hours.
Ooh, I can co-sign that.
Gross. I maximize my time.
You can co-sign Bobby sleeps for 4 hours?
No, that if you don't sleep a lot or have trouble sleeping, then you will definitely like watch or do worthless things.
Watch the X-Men series 2 or 3 more times.
The cartoon is fantastic.
I love the cartoon. Gambit, probably the most underrated character.
Yeah, they just
Queen's Gambit
couldn't make that movie work. I'll take Gambit from the X-Men over the Queen's Gambit, though both are top-notch.
Peyton, can you name one X-Man besides
Wolverine?
Besides him.
Ah!
What about the guy in the wheelchair?
It's not naming him.
How many groups of people do you plan on offending today?
Golly.
One more. I'll figure out one more.
By the way, if you'd like to go
what
visit
do you think
my
about Bud Light, Peyton?
What'd you say?
Oh, my God.
But if you'd like to go visit, hang out with our friends of My Possibilities, more than welcome. I'll meet you there, Peyton.
You want to keep him far away from that.
Trust me. And that's Professor X. He's the leader of the X-Men.
Well, what does the X stand for?
Did you say well?
Extra. The extra men.
Isn't it extraordinary?
Yes.
What about the guy that shoots lasers out of his eyes? What's that guy's name?
Cyclops.
I knew that guy, too.
No, it was...
And the woman?
Yes, that what is about Cyclops.
It was
Storm.
Jonas.
There's multiple women. Hey, turn off your mic.
Did you say Jonas?
Yeah, from Ghostbusters. Remember when he was in Ghostbusters 2?
He didn't know the Ninja Turtles either.
You know what? Just for you, Choppy, I'm going to throw out something that's on the show today. Masterpiece Theater. This is in honor of Transformers. Coming out today. What's the horrible movie franchise that you love? And
Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. That's we got a cut for that.
Dude, I love
a cut for Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
For the new one? I've not seen the new one yet.
Did you hear Ludacris's approach to that?
Luda!
Did you hear he was in one of those interview, what are they called? Junket settings or whatever?
Oh, like
a
press junket?
Yeah. And he said, I wish people would stop effing asking us why we make these movies. Because they make billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars. He's like, why do you keep asking us? If I'm going to make a movie for $200 million and make $800 million off of it, of course I'm going to make another one, even if it looks insane.
Yeah. 1,000,000%, I get why they keep making them. There's a film series or two on this list that I love that is also terrible. So
what a PGA Tour perspective
you
from
exactly. your mouth.
Chris Bridges.
It's not a merger.
How long has the latest Fast been out?
May 18th it came out, I think.
And why haven't you...
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why haven't you lined up to watch it like all the others?
Well, I'm not going to the theater anymore. I don't go to theaters.
Why is that?
I'm not going.
Why?
You don't want to go.
You afraid of the COVID?
Yeah, no, just certain place I don't go anymore.
Because of shootings?
Yeah, not going.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that'll happen in Sarah's apartment. What are you scared of?
Oh, my God.
So why not? No, so I just wait till it comes out on video.
And, so you're not going to go to a mall either?
Nah, I mean, I don't go to malls anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I go to the theater, but I go to Cinemark because you have stock in AMC.
Yeah, nothing happens there.
That's really shifting the market on a day-to-day basis.
I assume it's out. It'll be out on like Hulu or
I saw whatever, on, soon. At least on DirecTV, it is on demand. So I'm willing to bet that whether it's Vudu or Amazon or whatever, it's probably on
watch
demand.
It this weekend.
Yeah. Like $25.
I'm going to go see Spider-Man tomorrow.
I'll pay $3.
Ooh, is that animated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tobey Maguire, right?
So hold on, are they mixing any of the other, like the human, the live action elements into it too? Or is
I haven't
all...
seen this one. I don't think so. I heard okay. It's really good.
A lot of great movies coming out. Huge movies.
The first one was good. The End of the Spider-Verse or whatever. That was awesome. Good. I watched that on the flight to Oxnard.
Transformers?
And this is in honor of Transformers coming out today. So
good. Hype up the movies, Kevin. What's coming up on the show?
Guys, great place to take the family. Today is Joey's last day. With the KNC Masterpiece.
Joey. What?
Joey's our, producer. He's back there. He's been doing it. He crushes Hockey Talk. So we're going to do a 10-20, the Dallas Stars season-ending fan survey with Joey and see how he fixes this thing. By the way, he is going up north to be a hockey play-by-play guy.
I don't know the song.
That is a very famous radio song. That's what stations play when they're flipping formats.
Come on, Sean. You should know this.
It's basically Miley Cyrus's The Climb.
What did Live Radio play?
I don't know. It's a very famous song, though, that when stations are sunsetting, they'll play the dance.
Sorry, they have Corey. $620 billion to play radio.
Sorry, Corey, for their rude.
And then, man... Kevin, I wrote this wrong in the 11.
What was the topic that you just said?
The Stars. We're going to talk Stars with Joey. Okay. We'll get some Stars season-ending stuff with Joey. He's going up north to be a hockey play-by-play guy.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what he's got.
Chickawa Falls.
So he's going up for a minor league hockey team. He's going to run the whole department up there.
Congratulations, Joey.
So our goal is one day he takes over the reins of some great hockey play-by-play analyst, and he's our guy. You know, he's the station's guy.
Good plug.
Yeah.
He's trying to kill off Spittle.
Well,
that was a fascinating way to interpret that.
You said you want him to be the hockey station's guy. He's the hockey station's guy.
Did
I really twist that?
Kill off, but he's worked somewhere else, but he has the credentials from somebody. You know how y'all had Brett Severin on? You know, like he works for somebody else.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we get to claim him as our guy.
We have a problem with Joey, by the way. Or Sean does. I didn't participate in the fantasy football, but he finished last, and he was supposed to have a bet payoff for finishing last that he never paid off.
Oh, dip.
He's going to take a cake to the face today.
Well, give Peyton the Garth song again.
The Dance by Garth Brooks.
Dance. The Dance. Okay, so Bobby suggested that Joey should take the Jaw Cupcake.
Yeah. To pay off the bet. I'm the bet. Perfectly okay
he either
with
eats
that.
It or takes it to the face.
His
hair
is so pretty,
oh, my
though.
Lord.
What's he doing with the girlfriend?
That's Kevin's department.
That sounds like an off-air conversation.
Kevin's taking the reins of Joey's
girlfriend.
Kevin
has the most interest in that situation.
I realized yesterday.
Why do you?
I was trying to, because their situation is really fascinating in terms of moving in proximity.
Joey, come in here real quick.
I tried to invite her to the show today, but I realized I had no contact information for her, and I was like, well, that's not going to work.
Has she been on air? Joey,
no, she was not on air. She's been here.
And find Joey's play-by-play that we played, which was fantastic.
Hold on. She's been at the station?
Because remember you weren't here. She made a cupcake.
The day I wasn't here.
Where are you moving?
Around the back of the
Chippewa
net.
Falls, Wisconsin.
Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. So what level of hockey? And what's the name of the team?
It's a junior league. It's a North American Hockey League. So it's like your top high school guys around the country that are trying to make their way to, you know, Division One, Division Two.
We have high
Division
school players
three.
Here.
Yeah, a little bit. I was one back in the day.
Yeah,
I wasn't too bad.
What's going on with the girlfriend?
We have a very interesting situation.
I told you
of the long distance factor. So she's actually currently moved into her new apartment at Oklahoma. She took a job at OU, so Boomer Sooner. She's going to be 2 hours away from where I grew up, and I'm going to be 2 hours away from where she grew up in Wisconsin. So we're kind of flip-flopping across the country again, which was not ideal, but she supports me. She supports me, so I support her. So we're just going to try to make it happen because
that's awesome.
Obviously I have to go somewhere, right, in order to get where I want to be. So I have to kind of move and do that thing, and hopefully the journey.
How'd Spittle take it?
He was fine with it, I believe. He was pretty stoked for me, you know.
He's like, get the other hockey presence in the station out of here.
We're going to have Joey eat this.
How long has that been on top of the VCR?
Smell it.
Mother's Day.
Does it smell terrible?
It has a stale icing smell that really jumped out.
And you're kind of missing the point here.
Oh, he's okay with this.
or take it to the face.
Just get some frosting.
Take it to the face.
You might die if you eat that. I would not eat that.
Take it to the face.
You can make the decision.
Just get some frosting off the corn.
Look, okay, now I get a whiff of it.
There's no pressure.
Just take some frosting.
Corey is eventually going to get that in his face when John gets suspended.
Or you're
going to
get it in your face.
Or you could choose. You could choose to take that off Corey's platter if you'd like.
Everybody loves Garth.
Or we can wait.
I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
I do know that song.
Good.
Your snapping is very off. Joey is so out of rhythm.
You're snapping on the twos and the fours. They should have been the ones and the threes.
On the twos and the fours. All right, that was excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you think Joey should take the cupcake to the face
just
today?
Just take a little fingerful of icing.
Not eat it. Just smash it.
I ate some last week.
Why? I was asking
I'll take it to the face.
Yeah, you will.
Don't mark that.
You better mark that.
I was asking him if he wanted to take that off Corey's plate.
That would be nice.
In lieu. It's up to you. If you want to, I'll do it right now. If not, good luck in Wisconsin.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And what's your answer?
Now that's a tease right there.
Do you want me to eat it? I'm just confused. Do I need to take the whole thing?
I would smash it in your face.
You can smash it in my face.
You have to wear the show after this?
Yeah, Peyton. It's fine.
Mark all of this.
Hey, Corey, do you want me to smash it in his face over you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Ryan,
yeah.
Ryan, you got to focus over here. Take it over all there to Sean.
Okay. He's following. He's like, I'll do go this. Sean, I'm perfectly okay with what's happening right here. This is amazing.
All
right,
JoJo.
Pound of flesh for the Tolos and the fantasy
the
football
plastic
group.
Parts
now
off,
you don't
though.
Have to deal with whatever fantasy football punishment they apply to Wolchuk and who was.
What are you gonna get? What are you gonna get now?
Nothing, because I don't deserve anything. This needs to happen though. Do we want to throw this blanket down over here, the blanket of
last
death.
Place in fantasy football, and he's owning up to it.
Look at
here
this!
It goes.
Get ready, Joseph.
Oh my gosh! Don't try and throw it 85.
Here we
please.
Go.
No, just... Oh! In the eye! In the eye! In the face! In the face!
Good luck in Wisconsin, JoJo. KMC is next on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.